All right, good people, before we get started, we just wanted to, again, extend our thoughts to those affected by Hurricane Harvey out in Houston, parts of Texas and Louisiana. If you want to donate, we just wanted to share that information. You can visit the American Red Cross's website at redcross.org. You can send donations there, or you can text Harvey to 90999. One text will be a $10 donation. And now, on to the show.
ACE Podcast.
Hi, this is Alex M.
And this is Morgan S.
And you're listening to Coming Clean Podcast with Sam and Marty. Can I get down
like this? This is Coming Clean Podcast.
With Sam and Marty.
On this episode of the Coming Clean Podcast, it's Christmas and New Year's, apparently. So that just means all the more drama, because Jason has lost the plot. Hello, welcome, and happy Friday. It's the Coming Clean Podcast, the retrospective podcast about MTV's iconic shows, Laguna Beach. But now, we're also talking about The Hills. As always, I am the president of the Lonely Girl 15 fan club, a.k.a. the boy who chugs LaCroix, but only the citrus kinds because the rest tastes like fruit farts, a.k.a. the writer of sins, not tragedies, a.k.a. the fallout man. So ladies, watch out, because I'm known to drop a heart and break a name. But don't worry, I'm very nice. But you know me best as the bro that runs the show.
Is that Neo?
No, it's me, yo. My name is Marty. And with me, as always, the man with the face of a Hollywood lead. But he can't read. A.K.A. Baby Shiloh and Baby Suri's biological father. A.K.A. Sammy California. He is larger than life. A.K.A. the Backstreet Man. Don't call him T-Mobile, because he ain't my sidekick.
Is that Neo?
No, but he's
so sick!
Mister! Visually rewarding. It's Sam.
Welcome to be here, and I'm ready for the day.
As I crack open a LaCroix. All right, so you know what? Let's jump right into it.
The Hills headlines.
All right, any headlines coming out of the cast? I know Spencer has been pretty active.
Yeah, they're getting ready for the baby. He recently made a music video parody for Taylor Swift's new song. Was it, Don't Let Me Do This, or...
Look What You Made Me Do.
There you go. Look What You Made Me Do. they're close to having their baby, and I believe Kristen Cavallari has said she's open to doing a rerun of some shows.
Ooh, and we'll be at the front of the line for that, for sure. All right, as always, I know it's Friday right now, but Mondays, we have our Siesta Key live reactions podcast coming to you pretty much, what, maybe 5 minutes before the West Coast airing comes. So we watch the East Coast feed, we record real quick, and we launch it. We are getting some new good people, including some of the cast members, you know, saying hello, so reacting to our reactions. You know, I think we've struck a chord with some of them, but hopefully a friendly one. And shout out to the official Siesta Key social media team. Thanks for the follow. Y'all are good people. And then lastly, last chance. I know this is coming out September 1st, but very last chance to join our August contest. Very simple. Go to our podcast page on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Leave a 5-star review. Take a screenshot and send it our way at Coming Clean Pod or at coming.clean.pod at gmail.com for a chance to win a t-shirt. Do you want to be Mrs. or the other Mr. Visually Rewarding? I don't know if Sam will let you be the other Mr. Visually Rewarding.
It's open up to debate, but I am not opposed.
If you want Drama Meter on there, if you want to be welcome to be here, if you want a Resident Emo shirt, if you're a big fan, let us know by sending those. We will be in contact with the winner very soon. All right, any other things, or should we hop right into the show?
No, let's go for it.
All right, here are the highlights.
The Hills Highlights.
All right, episode, what is this, episode 5 or 6?
6.
Episode 6, what is it called?
It is called Somebody Always Has to Cry.
Great implications there.
Very, very ominous.
Yes. All right, let's jump right into it. And as we do on this podcast, we start with the happy and end with the sad. So let's start off. It's the holiday season. Merry Christmas, Sam.
A boop de boo.
This was, 2006, so the war in Christmas was very much on.
Yes.
All over the news.
Yes, those are probably some of my questions that I'll be asking.
Nice.
Well, not Christmas, but yeah, sure.
Yeah.
This would be after, but anyways. Yes. Yeah. The wars are raging.
Oh, geez. Well, we'll talk about that later. But so we mentioned this when we were in pre-production for this episode, just talking about what we're going to talk about. The timing seems off because you called out during the Jason's birthday episode that his birthday is in mid-January, and now Correct. We're back to Christmas and New Year's.
Well, it's the time zone thing. LA is 3 weeks behind. So everybody
celebrated
Christmas.
But also 3 weeks ahead?
Yeah, it's LA's a crazy place. Time stands still in LA. All
right. Well, as
from
always,
all those plastic surgeons.
Oh, whoa, hot takes right there. Yeah. No offense to the good people of Los Angeles.
I feel like around 2005, 2006 was a big boom for plastic surgeons.
Well, in general. This was the Dr. 910 era. And then, like, a couple of the years after that was when Botched came out. So I was just following the whole thing. Oh, actually, was this the Swan era?
And I also believe Nip Tuck came out around this time.
Yeah, that, or was the Swan before that? Remember that show?
Yeah, so Nip Tuck was from 2003 to 2010, so right in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the Swan was, but yeah, that there, I mean, it's probably still going on. Yeah, 2004 was season one.
Oh. Yeah,
2004 to 2005. Yep.
All right. Shouts to plastic surgeons.
Didn't they, like, make one lady look completely different, and then she, like, I don't know. Either she was super happy or, like, super depressed about it.
I don't know. Stay tuned for our Swan podcast, the retrospective podcast about the Swan. The Swan song.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. Crushed it.
Those are just ideas that were thrown out there for whenever we finish The Hills. But
yeah, let us know if options. You're interested. What's the next show that we should talk about? I know we have like a billion seasons coming up for The Hills, but you know, never too early
to start planning.
Yes.
You're going off track.
Maybe you're the problem.
we are very much going off track. Let's get back to Christmas here. So as always, we are kayfabe only. So if they tell us that December 25th comes before January 11th, then that's
no. You mean after?
After January 11th, then that's what it is. All right. So Christmas, LC, another big gift shopping scene.
Yes, she has to buy. It seems like she has to buy gifts very back to back.
Yeah,
which is kind of a bummer. Mm-hmm. I mean, hitting that paycheck, she's on that internship salary. Yeah, that Teen Vogue money.
Cash those $8.50 an hour paychecks.
So with those paychecks, my first thought is, why don't I go get a metal dog tag for my now boyfriend again that I just broke up with and add some diamonds on it? Why not?
So rough hug.
Why bother saving money?
It is just a dog. I don't get the appeal of the dog tag.
Not like a blinged out one. I can get down if you got like.
I could get down if I was an army veteran.
Yeah. Yeah, or like there are relics, like your grandfather's right. From like World War II.
Yes, but not a bedazzled cross one.
No, as the diamond lady said, you can get them pretty ghetto, fabulous.
Denied.
Yeah, not digging that gift. No,
she was pretty. I thought she was that lady was pretty politically incorrect, but this is also 2006 where. It was a different time.
Yes, the war on Christmas was very much on. can we talk about like dog tags for a couple of seconds here?
Sure.
I know we're not
sure.
A fashion podcast, but yeah, I mean, we talked about our opinions, but it seemed like that was huge in 2006 because Jordan was clearly jealous because they mentioned it several times that was the gift that he wanted.
Yeah. See, I don't really remember. But I know at some point in my life there was a dog tag thing, which maybe was around the same time. As far as a fashion statement, I'm not really a fan. I personally don't like chains or anything on my wrists, so I don't wear watches or anything. Mm-hmm. And then chains around my neck, I always feel so claustrophobic with it on. So personally, not really for anything dragging me forward and wrecking my posture.
You're saying like a little dog tag will wreck your posture?
Those were like platinum dog tags, and I think those are pretty they can be pretty heavy.
All right, well,
it wasn't that thin.
Strengthen your core, you know, just engage your body and your core.
Retract my scapula.
I had a little note here as they were. Let's move forward to them opening. They had like the standard date, whatever.
Yeah.
In LA, warning, just don't open your mouth when there's fake snow blowing. You don't know what's in that.
It is like soap. Like I've been in one of those before and it's more or less like a bubble party.
Yeah, so don't eat that. That's not safe, kids.
No, that's probably fully toxic.
And it was 2006, so clearly everything was made of lead. Those kids haven't like had the growths yet at that time. That was all over the 11 o'clock news.
Premature.
Grim. So let's talk about the gifts that they had. Because, you know, we're big on, we were talking about the graduation gifts when we talked about Laguna.
And I feel like we're big gift guys, but we're not big giving gift guys.
All right. So let's start off. Okay. We talked about the dog tag.
Yes.
And my initial impression as they opened the gifts was this is probably the most mid-2000s. This was like a time capsule for the mid-2000s as Jason looked at his dog tag and Jordan sat in the other side of the couch with his Ed Hardy trucker cap.
Oh, nice.
Which is like the ultimate statement of, yo, it's 2006. Get with the times, bro.
And Ashton Kutcher is the people's hot 100.
Oh, yeah.
The sexiest man alive.
Yes. Yeah. You guys crushing it, pulling pranks.
Yeah, pulling pranks on everyone.
All right, so dog tag.
Yeah, not the biggest fan, so.
Right, let's go with Jordan's. Gift that chain. He received. Yeah, that was that just like a legit, just regular chain,
or I think it was like a more like a bracelet.
Yeah, like a bracelet, but it was just a like chain, right?
Yeah, it was just like a chain or interwoven links, which I feel like is like a Tiffany's style band, but yeah, just this, I don't know, maybe it had a little engraving or something, but for the most part, yeah, just a regular chain.
I would certainly prefer that to the dog tag.
Yes, I think that's not as flashy of a thing.
Yes, and I wouldn't feel guilty about not having served in the army and wearing it.
No, who's paying for these things? It's got to be their parent. And I'll caveat that, but the money where but you still have to pay off your credit card.
Well, that's what mom and dad are for. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get to that.
All right. What were you saying?
Well, I was just saying, like, who's paying for that? Like, I was pretty shocked. Because I'm saying that these are pretty expensive things. Like, the dog tag is probably relatively expensive with diamonds in it. Might not be the best diamonds, but still. I mean, that's like $300.
Also, it's probably like rocking the Laguna Beach money still.
Yeah, I mean, and also, but like Chanel bags, I don't think are, unless you get them, I don't know, at like a discount somewhere, but.
Well, Jason has been established to be rich during Laguna Beach.
Yeah, like,
So yeah, Elsie got her Chanel bag that she wanted.
Yep.
Very materialistic, these people.
Well, at first she wanted, in discussing it, she wanted things for like the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also a smart thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, would it be plates or would it be like a blender?
Right. And I have questions for you on that coming up later. So she gets the Chanel bag, which is an upgrade from her Gucci bag. Shouts to Lo. We miss you.
Yeah. Like, those bags are around probably $2,000 to $4,000, depending on the bag or like how new, whatever. Like, those are expensive.
Yep. But also very mid-2000s. Like, they had a hot run. Chanel and then the Louis Vuitton right after that.
Yeah. What about getting some Polo by Polo? Or Mark by Marc Jacobs.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was hot more recently, too. Everyone was rocking those and, like, Mark Jacobs. Weird shoes with a big, like, gold thing on it.
The Tory Burch shoes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's more recent. That's modern times.
Yeah, I don't know if Tory Burch exists at this time. It probably does.
I think they do. Yeah. I think they're in the athleisure space now as well. Shouts to Tory Burch, not a sponsor, but you know, hey, but, we're classy guys.
we'll rep anything. I'll be rocking Tory Burch shoes.
Oh yeah, for the right price, and Tory Burch is like part of this contract is you have to wear the shoes. I'll be like, whatever.
Yeah. you can dance anything out. Like, when in doubt, just dance it out.
Shouts to DNCE. Big performance at the VMAs recently.
Oh, good for them.
No, but that was the weirdest performance because I think they performed with Rod Stewart after they showed like highlights of like Charlottesville. It was weird.
Did Rod Stewart get a what are those like? Not in memoriam, but
Lifetime achievement.
Yeah, like a lifetime achievement award. Yeah,
I don't know. He was just there dancing. It was awkward. They were in Vegas for some. I don't know.
They in memoriamed Rod Stewart.
Before they just do it every
year. Even though he's not dead yet.
Yeah, they just do it every year. It's like he didn't release an album this year. There's no Great American Songbook this year. He has to be dead.
No, we haven't heard about Rod Stewart in a while. let's just kill him.
Yeah. What were we talking about? We have another gift. So we got the Chanel bag, we got the dog tag, we got the chain, and now we got Heidi, who got the one not
her poopy. Item.
Yeah, her poopy.
She had a poopy.
Yeah. Was that a chihuahua?
Yes, it was a chihuahua named Bella. And
that was the most well-behaved puppy I've ever seen in my life.
Well, it was probably freaking out of its mind.
True, it was in like a box with no light.
Yeah, and it's also an internet puppy, so you never know what mill that came out of.
That was where'd you get it? Internet. Which in these days would be like, okay, that's normal. Yeah. But in like 2006, it was like, what weird ass web, like dogs2go.gov.
Or on like eBay or something like that. Somebody's selling a dog.
Right.
Side note, I Googled recently. I was like, where's Bella, Heidi's dog?
Oh, no.
Because I know she has several dogs, but I've never seen a Bella on their Snapchat.
Oh, geez.
And apparently,
oh, God.
Jordan Eubanks wrote an email to somebody at BuzzFeed or something and saying that she actually returned the dog or gave it away and that. They asked, how did they pay for this dog? And Jordan was like, yeah, my parents were really pissed because she ended up like giving it away. And that means that they paid for it. So they were just like super pissed that she got this gift and then just gave it away.
Oh, geez. That's
I guess it wasn't as good as I thought it was.
But that's... pug.
Yeah.
Poor Bella. Shouts to Bella. If you're listening, thank you for listening. And
whatever farm you're on.
Yeah. Howl at us at Coming Clean Pod.
Oh.
Howler at us.
Okay.
That was nice, bad. Nice. Mavi. All right. Eddie. Okay. So is that it for Christmas? Because I have a couple of follow-up questions for you.
Yeah. The only other thing was that Heidi was trying to be like, when everybody was asking, she's like, "Oh, who everybody cries at their Christmas?" And everybody,
oh, right, right, you
know, the rest of the people were like,
of joy.
No, yeah, they're like, "Wait, what? No, we don't." And she's like, "Oh, come on, guys, like, you're being funny, like, don't mess with me." And everybody's like,
yeah, so
that sounds really depressing.
That was one of my questions. Like, that's not part of my family tradition. There's not a lot of crying happening.
I don't think I've seen one tear of either happiness or sadness at Christmas time.
All right, so we haven't had any games on this podcast in a long time, since Laguna, and this should really be for the segment that's unwritten, but I might forget about it, so let's just do it right now. So just a quick little game here. Well, it's more just questions that are related to this. What was the best gift you have ever received? Also, what is your dream gift? So let's start with the best gift you've ever received. For Christmas.
Best gift I ever received. It could possibly be, I just remember when I first got Sega Genesis.
Nice.
I just remembered how like wild that was, because I wasn't expecting it, and I was at like my grandparents' house, I don't know how Santa was gonna get there. But he brought Sega Genesis, and it was pretty sweet.
Nice. Mine's actually pretty similar, but mine was the PlayStation 1.
Ooh, another good one.
I remember just partially tearing off the wrapping, and then just seeing PlayStation and just freaking out. And I did like 3 laps around the house running.
Oh yeah, that was like the easiest time, because you knew you could ask for things.
Right.
Like nowadays, it's like, what do you want? And I'm like, probably pants.
Right.
I need, or like shoes.
Yeah.
And back then, like, clothes sucked.
Yeah. Oh yeah. When you get like the t-shirt or the pants, you're like, you're the worst relative of all time.
Yeah. Or like you get a Rudy on VHS, and you're like, I don't watch. I watched it once.
Yeah, like when I was like 5, I got like a Bass Pro Shops gift card. It's like, what? No, I'm kidding. Shouts to Bass Pro Shops. Again, open to sponsorships. Yeah, so what's your dream gift this day?
Nowadays?
Yeah.
It might be like a Ninja blender, or like an immersion blender.
Nice. Yo, you can get those for like $30, man.
Yeah,
I bought one. Do you want me to send you my extra one?
Just the blades.
Yeah.
Like, you can cut some stuff up with this.
Yeah. Oh man, this is like showing our age and our state in life. So you're going with the immersion blender. I already have that. So mine's a like a KitchenAid stand mixer with a pasta attachment.
Nice.
That'll set you back like a decent like couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah.
Great wedding gift. Great wedding gift if you feel so inclined.
Wow. Hint, hint. Shout out to the good people at KitchenAid. If you're listening, thank you for listening. And someone has a wedding registry coming up. So,
not sure where I would put it, but storage is okay for a while.
Oh, yeah. I mean, put it under you'll find space for it. It's a KitchenAid.
Yeah.
So either that or like a legit Vitamix.
Yeah, like those super blenders.
Yeah, with like the little handle thing that you can
make sauces with.
Yeah, so that's one of those two. We're so old.
I mean, it's just nowadays you ask for things that you don't normally like. You don't want to buy yourself,
right?
And yeah, then like you also like feel weird. I feel weird asking for, I don't know. Like if I asked for more video games, I don't know. I just would feel like nowadays, like, oh, I can kind of buy that myself.
Yeah, it's weird.
Not going to buy myself a sous vide machine.
Right. Yeah, it's weird that, like, yeah, I buy all my own, like, video games or, like, stuff for my phone or whatever, or electronics. But, like, the most clutch gifts now for me are, like, oh, here's, like, a sock of the month club. Or,
yeah.
Like, fancy socks, like, a set of six and, like, nice dress socks. That's awesome. Or, like, a belt. It's like, yeah, because I never think to buy a belt.
Yeah. Or if somebody, I mean, somebody got me, like, food every month.
Yeah.
Did like a meat club thing. I would love some Texas Longhorn steaks or something.
Oh,
steak of the month.
I'll have a side conversation with you offline about this thing.
Okay.
remind me. But yeah, that's like steak of the month or like a wine of the month or like something like that would be pretty cool. We're not even talking about like a trip to the Bahamas.
Oh no,
which
no.
Could be, that's too much trouble.
No, that's for chumps.
Oh man, well I'll make sure to get you a dog tag for Christmas. Unbejeweled.
I mean, if you gave it to me, I'd probably still wear it. It's not...
It won't be bejeweled. It'll be all plastic. I'll win it at the Minnesota State Fair. Shouts to the Minnesota State Fair. I'll be there this Saturday.
It's a meetup.
Fans in the greater Twin Cities area, meet me by the store that sells the
alligator.
No, the duck and bacon wonton.
Oh,
which is very intriguing. So
you're gonna spend all day there.
Yeah, well, we'll meet between that and the Nickelback concert. So shouts to Nickelback. This Saturday. But yeah, meet up there. Hit me up at Coming Clean Pod. If you're going to be at the state fair this Saturday, let me know. Say hi. I don't have any merch on with me, but I will be wearing the merch. And we'll tell you where to buy them. $80. What were you talking about? Oh, gifts.
Yeah, I think we're just wrapping up your little game.
Yes. So, yeah, we've talked about our dream gifts that are all very practical. That's absurd. We're way too old.
Yeah.
All right. So Christmas is over. Let's move on to the New Year's. And this is where the drama really kicks off. Where do we even start with this? Okay. Can you clear some stuff up with me?
Sure.
Who the hell's David?
So, David, I think, okay, from what I got, it was...
We didn't meet him in Laguna.
No, I think when she first moved to LA, she must have met somebody out and about because she was on a break with Jason. And from the timelines, I think it was only, what, it was only like 3 months or so.
Yep.
That they were on a break.
Right, because if they broke up...
like, end of school
year. In the summer, yeah. So maybe, and then she moved to LA for the school year. So that's what, August, September, October, November, December.
Yeah, so yeah, they probably met up around October, November.
Right.
So it must have been a guy in between there while she's getting settled.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like she said, she liked him at first, and then after a week, she didn't really care anymore. So she moved on. And
right.
I mean, maybe he was calling to check in, or maybe she ghosted him or something, or
right.
We don't really know. I mean, it also seems like they could have been just friends, too.
Right, or, you know, well, I guess Jason, I mean, I can't trust what he says when he says that David knows that she's with Jason, because he might have not known. Maybe he was just checking in and, like, just shooting his shot one more time, see if there's something there.
Like several months down the road, check in and be like, hey, I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah. You want to get some coffee? The ultimate, you know, let's stuff. I'm trying to keep it PG. These days,
coffee and croissant, man. Double C's.
Whoa.
Right. The new Netflix down. And chill.
Hashtag coffee. Is that a thing you just made up or is that a thing?
Yep. That's off the top of the head.
Perfect. All right. New t-shirt idea. Hashtag coffee and croissant. The recommended date idea of the Coming Clean podcast. Hashtag all the C's. Coming clean with coffee and croissants. Oh, that could be a good meetup. Oh, like for our meetup just at a Starbucks because we can't afford that actual space. But we're just willing to pull tables together.
And we could just say that whoever's in, it was just me and you at a Starbucks, and we'd be like, oh, look at this meetup, and it just
Yeah, we'll just
everybody
find
who's there.
We'll find a busy Starbucks and then we'll just take a selfie. We'll be like, yo, fam, we out here.
World record. Most people in a Starbucks for a meetup.
We'll invite Jake Paul. He'll bring he'll bring the fire.
Yeah.
Probably literally.
We'll be like, we'll buy you a Frappuccino.
And we'll be like, yeah, I just dabbed. Sorry. I apologize to everyone who felt that dab. But you
also,
be haters.
Also, if people are going to Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks, pumpkin spice is back.
Ooh, is it already?
Well, it was at Dunkin' Donuts. I had a pumpkin donut today.
Wow.
I had a muffin, to be exact.
R.I.P. Summer. What were we talking
about? Yeah, so David.
David, yes. I had like a hot take on Starbucks for some reason, but that's for our coffee and croissants podcast.
Yeah. So getting back, mm-hmm. Jason is a jealous guy, and he can do whatever he wants, but he basically did this all to LC throughout high school. Same thing, girls calling or whatnot.
But and worse, because he actually acted on him.
Exactly, and LC is either answered it just to like do the brush off or mm-hmm. just checking in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and Jason can't take it.
Yeah, what was your take on his reaction there?
I think also he was shooting an out of the blue text while he was working out.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming it was the way they edited it seemed like he was working out. And he just shoots the text of like, oh, that guy seems pretty cool. I looked him up.
Right.
Good. Glad taste. You liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good taste. Like that's just a weird thing to do.
Right.
There was, and you're just starting a fight. Like why?
There was a lot of weird editing happening during that nail salon or hair salon and gym scene. Because it was all, like, one-sided stuff. They clearly had cameras at both ends. But when Jason called LC and then he apparently hung up on her, like, we never heard whatever Jason was saying. Unless it was all just curse words and they couldn't air it.
Very possible.
Uh-huh.
Also very possible.
Yeah, so it seems to be an overreaction, especially if he was upset about it when she answered the phone in front of him. Like, couldn't they have just had gotten that conversation over with?
He let it fester for way too long.
Right. And then he asked Jordan for advice.
Yeah. He asked like everybody. Everybody he talked to has told him that he's been in.
Okay, Jason. Right. Sure, you did.
Yeah. You talked to Jordan and that's it.
Right. I just don't get it. It seems like an overreaction. I feel like we're missing a lot here, a lot of mm-hmm. context, both on whatever happened with Elsie and David and how many times these phone calls happened.
It's happened, yeah.
Unless there were texts and Jason flipped that phone.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. But yeah, so, I mean, they seem like they kind of got in a good spot. And they're at least meeting up together, taking a limo, and everybody's going to lobby mm-hmm. for the New Year celebration.
Yes.
One lobby is closed,
of course,
and same with the Doughboy place that they had the pancakes at, also uh-huh. closed. So still a tough time.
Yeah,
we're still in the recession.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, the funniest thing I thought when Jordan fell coming out of his apartment doing the weird. I don't know what he fell on. Like if this was in New York, it would have been snowy, and you probably would have slipped on like ice.
Right. He probably just missed a step on those stairs.
No, maybe there was like a really tiny step in between. Very possible. It looked like I thought it was like a flat landing.
Uh huh.
But I mean, that could be a possible.
Yeah, I was watching it on my laptop, and I think I wasn't on the screen both times I watched. I just hear the commotion, and I look back, and they're already on the ground.
Yeah, you hear.
Yeah.
And boom.
Yeah, someone was leaving a hoverboard on there. You didn't see it. Shouts to Viners, R.I.P. So the drama continues at this party. It seemed to be going well, and then Jason, all of a sudden, with the weirdest, I was like, "Is he breaking up with her? What the hell is this guy doing?" I could not understand.
Probably he was probably like full blackout at like 11.
Yeah, he was totally lit.
Because they left at 11:36, I believe. So he was already drunk. One thing, underage, mm-hmm. and he's wasted.
Right.
And then he goes into this thing about how, oh, we'll have a good New Year's, but I can't guarantee after. We'll have a good ending and having a friend relationship. So something was on his mind, I think, and he thought he was talking about something, or he just came out. Whatever it was on his mind, he said, and then Elsie kind of called him out on it. And she's like, "What the hell are you talking about?" And Jason ended up completely forgetting or backtracking. I can't really tell.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if that was a backtrack or a. He just like I was like, "Dude, stop smoking pot! You just were talking to her 5 seconds ago."
Yeah, like he tried, like he angry at her. Then he's like all into her, saying, "I love you."
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it seemed like he was like trying to set up for a fight. And then when she started calling him out, he's like, "Well, you do this all the time. You're like, you've been messing up lately.
Right.
Why you keep trying to say sorry and all this stuff?" And I'm like, "Jason, you, this makes zero sense because this was all you."
Right. Yeah. It was just so weird because the weirdest part is, let's have fun tonight, but tomorrow,
yeah,
I'm looking forward to a friendly relationship. The hell is that? Like,
yeah, does that mean you're breaking up? Because that's what it.
That's what I thought.
Everybody assumed that,
right? And that was just weird. And she already apologized, and then he was forcing her to apologize, and then didn't accept the apology. And she was like, "What the hell did I do?" She didn't even know for like the first half of that conversation.
No, and it's kind of it's very concerning to me that he had to act like that way, because it seemed like there was that tall guy with the beanie who was at Jason's birthday too, I think.
Oh, really?
But he's like, I wasn't sure if he's like a bodyguard, because he seemed like he had to like break up, or he kind of pushed Elsie out the door.
That's what I thought. I thought he was like a producer or something.
Yeah, or I was trying to think, like, maybe Elsie had a bodyguard at this time, but now she doesn't have a bodyguard. So then I was like, maybe it's Jason's bodyguard, because the producer, it's like the real world. Like, Jason can fly off the handle.
Right.
And you have to have the people intervene.
Yeah. So it's just, it is so weird. Like, even if we take all the partying and the booze out of context, out of the picture, it's just, let's have fun tonight. But tomorrow, we're gonna break up. It's like that's not a thing, bro.
No. And like, no matter how many issues you have, that's just a crazy thing to throw out there.
Yeah, it's wrong timing, like, really bad timing.
Like, I just not even like mid conversations, not even like you guys led there.
Right. Oh yeah, because they were like having a decent time.
Yeah, they're canoodling. In that VIP section.
And then just came out of nowhere with the line.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was totally like taking me off guard.
Yeah. I had to watch it a couple of times because I was reading the subtitles and I was like, what is happening right now?
It made zero sense.
So, I mean, we've been giving props to the editing team this whole time, but this episode was very confusing to me.
Yeah. They dropped the ball. The continuity, I think they must have had one fight and they're like, let's save this for later.
Right, because this seemed like the bigger fight than the birthday one.
Yeah, that they probably wanted to show that they were kind of planning to break up rather than...
Right.
You know, it they got back together.
Right, yeah, because they clearly got back together, and we'll get to that one. And then his birthday, they had that smaller argument.
But, which was fine afterwards. Like,
yeah, it's just weird. There was a lot of context missing, a lot of scenes that I feel like we did not see.
Which, then if you think about it that way, two episodes, because we had the, and then after Jason, so they went back two episodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they've definitely broken up more or less three times.
Oh, yeah. What's our over-under? Was that 6.5 was our over-under for the rest of the season?
Yeah, something like that, or like 9.
Yeah, so
I feel like they're on like 5.
All right, we're getting to it. Place your bets at Coming Clean Pod. Hit us up on Venmo. You will not get your money back.
tax free.
Yeah. So yeah, okay. So they had a weird breakup. LC walks out, hops in a cab with Heidi, and we're setting up for a big ending. Which what is happening. This just turned into like a Hollywood film.
Yeah. Like, Elsie and, well, one thing was I noticed that Heidi just left with no purse, no phone. So I don't know how you're going to tell Jordan to like bring your stuff.
The dog will say it.
Or she just doesn't walk around with ID or phones or anything like that.
She got no pockets. Coat.
In that dress? Dresses don't have pockets.
You don't know. Yeah, hidden pockets in that dress.
Pockets in dresses is like a newer thing.
Yeah, that I was talking about. This is a huge digression, but you know the new Doctor Who with the first woman Doctor Who.
Yes.
And I think there's like rumblings going around in the Reddit. I heard someone in the office talking about this. Shouts to you if you're listening. Probably not because you're super old. But he was saying that there's, I think in Reddit they were saying that our running joke for the new Doctor Who should be, because I guess I never watched Doctor Who, but he has like gadgets or something in his like pockets that he like pulls out, and they said our running gag should be that women's pants don't have pockets, so every time he'll like reach for something, it's never there. Because he has no pockets. Ah! And that's just like, they're like, that could be a nice subtle little joke.
That would be funny.
That also gave me an idea of women's pants with pockets. New business idea.
Well, yeah. That's the thing is like, pants with pockets, like I feel like is a necessary thing.
Mm-hmm. Shouts to cargo pants.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with this. It's just, pants should have pockets no matter what.
That's the official Coming Clean podcast position on pants.
Just put pockets on them.
Yes. all right, so they're the cab. Jason's trying to call to reconcile. Yep. And it's, 11:40 at this point or something?
Yep. Jason's leaving the club.
Yep. I love the minute by minute.
Yeah. I loved how like Jason comes out of the club and you like somebody's bombed, right? Mm-hmm. And if you're in this situation, it's like, all right, this makes sense. And he's like buying roses, chain smoking, can't get in the cab, so he yells like, "Let me in the cab or the
limo."
And then then he's like still chain smoking. He gets out of the limo,
still
and
smoking.
He has a cigarette in his hand and then a cigarette in his mouth, just raging right now those roses look pretty fake.
Yeah.
They looked like velvet roses.
So, also, okay, so let's just talk logistics here. Obviously, spoiler alert, he made it. Let's just finish the story, and then I'll talk about my issues on that whole scene.
Yep.
He makes it. He calls Elsie to come down to the parking lot to meet him there. She was reluctant. Heidi was like, let's just go. Buzzer beater, I love you, and I'm sorry, and a kiss. So, ended happily. So
it seems like... it ended happily. We'll find out next week. Mm-hmm. Maybe she was just doing it to appease him because he couldn't be stopped.
Or she just really wanted that first New Year's kiss.
True.
Because she was complaining about that.
She wanted that magical moment.
Yes. But okay. So logistically speaking, if you in that real, very quote unquote real situation, it's New Year's, whether you're in LA or New York or Minnesota, it doesn't matter. You're trying to chase someone down, and she has, maybe a 7-minute lead on you. Yes. And it's New Year's, people are out, there's going to be traffic, and you pick a stretch limo as your vehicle of choice, which will not be able to maneuver through traffic. Like you find
Take a tight turn.
Yeah, you find a guy in a smart car and like go through the alleys.
Especially in L.A.
Yeah. So it was like how they must have had police escorts or something to break the traffic up, because there was no way he was catching her on time in a stretch limo unless they were like only a couple blocks away.
Yeah. And there's just lying about the time.
Right. Oh, well, yes. Or he was just like too smacked to realize that it was in walking distance.
It just drives to the end of the street.
Yeah.
Whew, we got here.
$400, please. Shouts to our friend James, who used to buy limo rides for several blocks.
Yeah, guess what? Never got in one.
Really?
Nope. Never rode in his limo.
Ooh.
Not.
Wow. I did not know that.
Nope. You guys always did it without me.
So shouts to James when you listen to this in about 4.5 weeks.
Yeah. Screw you.
Hey, we locked you in that BMW for like
okay, don't bring that up either.
Oh man.
Yeah, we'll be right back 3 hours later. Don't worry, I didn't lock the car, you can't get out.
Those are, oh yeah, you were child locked in there.
No, or no, nor was it. Was like, if I got out, the alarm would have gone off, so I couldn't get
right.
out.
Oh, right. That's right. Jerks. Very much a digression here. It will all make sense soon, I think. Probably not. There are some unreleased videos of the man who can't read. and we'll hit up James, if you're listening, in a very inopportune time. You know, thank you for listening. And if you still have those videotapes, send it to us at Coming Clean Pod. Also, leave a review. All right. So any final thoughts on here? Dramatic ending seemed too perfect right at the, not even the 11th hour, at the 11th hour in the 59th minute. So a little too convenient there.
Yeah. Tough on the editing. I think they tried adding a lot more drama than there was. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be interesting how this plays out going into the next week's episode, whether they're together or they get in another fight. Both are very possible.
Yeah. I haven't looked at the episode for next week.
But... No, neither have I. It's going to be a nice surprise when I tune in.
Yep. So we are going to get into our segment that's unwritten, but first a message from our ace podcast partner, Avocado Toast. Avocado Toast is a podcast for and by young people to increase political literacy and awareness among young millennials and members of Generation Z. Each episode is split between weekly news, which often focuses on U.S. politics, and social or specific political topic. The hosts explain and have a discussion around. I apologize, my contact lenses are getting blurry. The hosts offer varying levels of expertise on subjects they choose, and sometimes have guests around their age to discuss topics that are either relevant to their lives or that they may have expertise in. I'm turning into Sam and I can't read.
Yeah. Because my listeners will become more knowledgeable about the world around them, and the hosts to create a community for themselves, and their listeners to become a community of advocates and activists. We might never be able to afford homes because we'd rather be eating avocado toast, but we'll keep you informed. Subscribe and listen to new episodes every Sunday at https://acepodcast.com/avocado toast/.
Apologies to the awful reading from my end. I don't know what is happening to my...
He's just nice. Having a slight stroke, but he will power on through.
Yes, the show must go on. And speaking of which, it's time to crown our MVP of the week.
It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
All right, really only four people to choose from, I think, this week, unless you come in with an out of
dog.
Left field. Yeah. No, we can't have another dog as an MVP.
Yeah, I'll keep that to myself.
All right, who is your MVP of the week?
My MVP of the week is Jordan Eubanks.
Hey.
Just for the fact that... One, he helped LC, which was really nice of him.
Mm-hmm.
He got Heidi what she wanted most. He didn't get in a fight with Heidi. So yeah,
that's new.
Really, really, to get the MVP of the week, you can just do the bare minimum and just don't fight anybody and you will succeed.
Yes. So advice to people who went through this 13 years ago. And I will actually make it unanimous and give it to Jordan. I wanted to say it was a difficult choice, but this week it was pretty easy.
Yeah, I mean, it basically would come down to, I would say, Heidi or Jordan.
Yes, they were both very
helpful.
Heidi
was also, yeah, she was a good friend, mm-hmm. but however, I think she was a little too needy for that puppy.
Okay, for the poopy?
Yeah, the poopy.
And now knowing that she gave away that poopy.
Yes.
Break my heart.
Sad.
All right, speaking of sad, let's flush some people down the toilet.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C, oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni! Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, toilets locked and loaded. Who are you throwing into the Jabron zone?
I am going to throw Jason into the Jabron zone.
And it is also unanimous, so double Jabronis.
Jabroni!
For our friend Jason.
Jabroni!
I think we already kind of went into pretty deep detail about it, so it's pretty, I would say it's almost self-explanatory.
Indeed. So any last takes here before we head back in time?
No. It's going to be interesting the next episode, so cross my fingers.
All right, let's jump into some trivia then.
I think you need to step in front of Justin and put the Dukes up, dude.
I think you should come out here, right here, and come talk to me like that.
It's trivia time.
All right, Sam, you have taken the lead last week, but the lead is down to one. So
yeah, it's a tight race.
Yes. What day are we talking about today?
All right, so I'm going to be providing you five questions all about July 12th, 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you do okay.
All right.
Because during this day, it was a pretty tough day, but hopefully I provided a little extra detail for you.
All right. Hit me with the first question.
All right. July 12th is the Crown Prince's birthday of this South Pacific island nation. This nation's greatest export was a breakdancing guru and leader of the Polyphos, and his tagger name was Dictation. What country is this?
What?
What South Pacific island nation has a Crown Prince's birthday on July 12th?
What's the name?
And think
of
about the greatest ex. I did not provide his name.
Oh, okay.
But he's a dancing guru. He's a breakdancing guru and leader of Polyphos, and his tagger name is Dictation.
Dictation. Is it? You said South Pacific, right?
Yes.
Is
so
it?
So if you get the export, you might be able to get the island.
I don't even know who the export is. Is it Samoa?
No, it's Tonga. Jonah.
Yes. I was thinking, I was like, where is he from? I was like, Vanuatu? No, that's not it. Okay. Dang. All right. Question two.
Doesn't want to go back to Tonga.
Tonga. Miss. Right. Miss.
You miss. My balls are on the floor, miss.
Question
if you haven't checked out Summer Heights High, you can check it out.
Yes. All right.
Question number two. The U.S. government announced a five-year, $547 million aid package to this country to help the African nation develop agriculture and alleviate poverty. This country lost in the World Cup of 2014 to the U.S. 1-2, and it was a game 5T got to share together. What is this African nation?
Is it Ghana?
Ghana is correct.
Gonna get that point. Sorry.
Tying it up.
All right. 11 to 11. Nice.
All right. On to question number three.
Bell is still going. Jeez. Now I know what you're saying.
It's a big bell. Yes. It's a big bell. A
lot of residents. All right. Question number three.
All right. An experimental spacecraft bankrolled by real estate
mogul
Robert Blank successfully inflated in orbit, testing a technology that could be used to fulfill his dream of building a commercial space station. Genesis I flew abroad a converted Cold War ballistic missile from Russia's southern Ural Mountains at 6:53 p.m. Moscow time. What is the last name of this real estate magnate? It is also a brand name of a tea.
Of a tea?
Yeah, so it's a tea brand.
Oh, tea.
Tea. Okay. Like, yeah, stir the tea.
Yes.
It's a brand name of a tea. and this is the guy's last name.
Is it Lipton?
No, it's Bigelow.
It's Nesty. It's Brisk.
Robert Bigelow.
I was gonna say Durst. I did not knowingly lie. Shouts to Robert Durst, you scumbag.
Just killing people and whatnot.
Yeah, sorry, not a shout out, and not shout out to Robert Durst. All right,
that was probably a tough question.
Yes. All right, what's next?
All right, on to question number 4. Still tied up at 11.
Yes.
This British Prime Minister's top fundraiser, Lord Levy, or Levi, was arrested in an investigation into whether Labour Party leaders impromptu nominated their financial backers for seats in the House of Lords. Who is this Prime Minister?
06 Prime Minister, was it Tony Blair?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Taking the lead.
Cheerio.
I think I'm now concussed from that bell.
We'll retweet that so that you know Super what soaker. I'm talking about. All right, last question.
He's up one right now, folks. On to last question. On this day, this Shia Islamist militant group initiated Operation True Promise, which started with a launch of barrage of rockets and mortars on the northern Israeli town of Sholomi, apparently as a diversion. This started the 2006 Lebanon War. Who is this Islamic militant group?
And you said they were Shia?
Shia.
Okay. Was it in Lebanon, you said, but they attacked Israel?
They launched on a northern Israeli town, launched some missiles.
Is it Hezbollah?
Hezbollah is correct.
Hey-o! Not shout out to Hezbollah.
Bad guys.
Yes. Very bad. All right, so what is it now? 13-12.
12-11.
12-11. Wait, what?
You had 10, I had 11, you just got 3.
So that's 13-11, because 10 plus 3 is 13. Oh, yeah,
you're up 2.
We can't read, nor can we math. Well, we're going to have to find a nickname for you.
I'm going to have to go back to Cumin, or Cumon.
Come on.
Whatever that. Come on. There you go.
Yeah,
just sitting with like a bunch of fourth graders on like a Saturday.
New nickname, the opposite of DJ Academics. What'd you say?
Huh? What?
Shouts to Vigos. Where are we on this show? All right, we're about ready to ride off into the sunset. I'm sure y'all are ready to start your weekends now.
Yeah.
After just some stunning conversation and reading today.
How hyped
today.
Are you guys?
Shouts to y'all for sticking around. And stick around for a couple more minutes, because Sam, you got a recommendation to give. Or not.
We're doing recommendations right
yes,
now?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, okay. I'm going to recommend chocolate-covered coconut patties.
You're making it hard for me to, tag these on the description, but it's fine. So, Almond Joy?
Not name brand. I don't really even know the brand I got, but it was really good. It was just, why not? Mounds.
Shouts to the good people at Mounds.
Or Almond Joy.
If you're feeling spicy, you get the Almond Joy. Get that extra protein.
That's kind of been my kick lately. Some coconut.
Another sign that we are aging. We are now appreciating chocolate-covered coconuts.
Yeah.
Which used to be the worst in, the Harry, or not Harry Winston, the Russell Stover samplers.
Yeah. Or Whitman. Yeah.
You're like, sampler. Coconut.
Yeah. Nah. Nowadays, all about it.
Yeah, we're all about the blenders and,
Wow. All right. We're literally mixing it up. Hey-o. All right. I am going to recommend a YouTube channel, or not a YouTube channel, but a YouTube show, Food Tripping with Molly. It's on season 4. You can find it by following Zagat on YouTube. It's just...
Go on.
It's another just travel food show, but Molly travels. Very specific location. So season 3, she was in the Midwest. This season, she is in Texas. Just a good watch, you know, see her try foods from the rodeo, some Butterburgers, and all that good stuff. Some Nashville hot chicken from season 2, and everything in between. Where's my script? I just got a text from Lindsay asking where her t-shirt is. Shouts to Lindsay. You interrupted our podcast. Sam, where can they find our podcast? This is a mess.
Well, you can find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can check out our cool website that hasn't been taken down yet at www.comingcleanpod.xyz. We're still waiting on some more support on patreon.com/comingcleanpod. You can email us. We've gotten a couple emails, so if you want to correspond with us, we'll write nice things back at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And as always, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about the podcast.
Last chance to join the contest, and again, meet up this Saturday, or tomorrow, if you're listening to this on when we release it. Minnesota State Fair by the Wontons. All right, thanks to Radical Something for our theme song, Kelly Get Down. Always remember, Sam, what do the good people have to do?
Rep the rad.
Worldwide peace.